This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 14th annual meeting. I'm joined currently by Leon Ko, who is the president and CEO of Northwest Permanente. Dr. Ko, thanks so much for joining me. And I'd love to have you start off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit more about your role and your organization.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Leon Ko. I'm a family physician, and I'm the president and CEO of Northwest Permanente. I've been a family physician for over 25 years. And I lead the largest independent medical group in the Portland and Southwest Washington area. And we have close to 1,500 physicians and clinicians and over 300 administrative staff. And we care for over 600,000 patients in the area. And we have two of our own hospitals where we care for our patients there. And we are the leading organization for value-based integrated care in the Portland and Southwest metro area.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for taking the time to be here. And first question for you here, in your work, what has been top of mind for you most days?
So we're in the business of taking care of patients. And I think that at Kaiser Permanente Northwest, our patients are our North Star. But we, as physicians, the people are our foundation. And one of the things on the top of mind as we are emerging from the pandemic is how do we take care of our patients, provide access to our patients, and keep them our North Star while maintaining our workforce engagement and alignment of our workforce in a physician-clinician setting where there are shortages and a lot of burnout issues. And so trying to balance those two are at the very top of my mind, and we will continue to find solutions to work this issue.
Absolutely. And with financial margins stabilizing, leaders are focusing more on growth and transformation strategies. So my question for you is, what does this look like at your organization?
So with the margins improving and looking at growth, what we're trying to do as best as possible is leverage technology. And what we're trying to do here is ensuring that we have our patients do as much at home as possible. And in the digital front door, as many people call it. And we have many video visits, telehealth visits that we try to engage in, but also leveraging technology to get questionnaires and questions answered in the comfort of their own home. And the other thing that we're doing is making sure that, again, balancing the issues of physician burnout and time spent in the exam rooms is to ensure that we take care of the messages in a timely fashion, but to use technology and AI to triage those messages so that we can make the work burden of our clinicians as balanced as possible.
Wonderful. And can you share a best practice tool and or mindset that has proven helpful to you and your organization in navigating challenges over the last few years? And then what advice would you give to your peers regarding effective leadership?
Well, the best practice tool for us is making sure that our leadership is very aligned in our strategy moving forward. And one of the things that we try to stay away from is the tyranny of urgent. It seems like everything in healthcare is urgent and needs attention right away. And I really advise our board of directors and our senior leadership team to think about what is happening in the healthcare landscape 3, 5, 10 years down the line so that we can actually serve our patients appropriately, not only in the present, but also in the future, to think ahead so that when we do systemic changes, we're always have that and have the future in mind, so that we build systems to support that future for our members and communities.
Wonderful. And then my final question for you today is, if money or resources were not an object, what would you implement at your organization to support the workforce and why?
So if money were no object, again, I wanted to mention that our workforce is our foundation to provide care for our patients. And one of the foundations is, of course, education. Physician education is a big deal, and we would love to be able to provide more fellowship positions and more residency positions for our physicians so that we can train them appropriately. It's a hard road for folks to go through, and we would like to be able to support that endeavor. The other thing is that although many people think that in the healthcare industry and physicians that because most physicians are well compensated. They do also have a lot of challenges with school loans, and some of these school loans are coming up on $250,000 to $500,000 when they come out of medical school. And if you couple that with college education loans, that can be very difficult. And actually, some folks are having housing insecurity and financial insecurity. And if money were no object, we would find a way to help with the loan burden of our physicians and also our administrative staff that work for us, because in our field, people have to be highly educated to get there. So those were a couple of things that we would focus on.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Koh, thanks so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we're live at the 14th annual meeting. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Grace. Nice to be here.